Well, good morning, everyone. It's time to start our worship service. So if it's convenient for you, I'm going to ask you to stand as we sing, "Today is the Day." One, two, three, four. I'm casting my cares aside, leaving my past behind. I'm putting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hand to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, and I won't worry about tomorrow, trusting in what you say. Today is the day. I'm putting my fears aside, I'm leaving my doubts behind, I'm giving my hopes and dreams to you, Jesus. Oh, I'm reaching my hand to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, and I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. And I will stand upon your truth, and all my days I live for you. And I will stand upon your truth, and all my days I live for you. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, and I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm giving you my fears and sorrows. Where you lead me, I will follow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. 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 Y'all be seated, please. We're going to have a baptism. I invite the family to come on down if you would like and get closer, take pictures.
here where they can see. Stand up on those seats and be all right. Get up on those. We want you to be able to see. This is a pretty important thing. When an individual hears the gospel, opens the door for the Holy Spirit to work in that individual's life. And so what happened in Braley's life is that she heard the gospel, she responded to it, and now she's following the Lord in believer's baptism. And that's how that goes. Braley, have you invited Christ into your life as personal Savior? Okay, because of that, we're going to baptize you the way the Bible says. So just put your hands across your chest the way we talked. In obedience to the commandment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, upon your profession of faith in Him, I baptize you, my sister Braley, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the likeness of His death. Okay, hold your nose. Burial and resurrection.
It's a great day anytime there's a baptism. Amen. All right, we have a few announcements this morning. May 1st today. It's May 1st. Can't believe it already. Baby shower table in the foyer for Memphis King Cantwell expectant son of Riley and Georgia Cantwell, and Tim and Mary are going to be grandparents. So that actually means you all are going to be older than me because I'm not there yet. So age has nothing to do with it. Tell Tim he's older than me now. All right, that's what I tell everybody anyway. WANA and youth meeting at 6 o'clock on May 4th. That's Wednesday, May 5th. Deacons meeting at 7 p.m. And May 8th. Not only is it Mother's Day, but complete collection of baby bottle change for the informed choices. And that evening, there will be a business meeting. And the last night of Awana, May 11th. Yeah. Awards, yep, 18th, yep. All right. And since this is the first day of the month, you know what that means. We have birthdays and anniversaries. So, if you have a birthday, come on down. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. We love you. We do. We love you. Happy birthday, everyone. All right, anniversaries. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. We love you. We May is a popular month for not only birthdays, but anniversaries. Pastor Lanny, 53 years. Next? 43, all right. Ah! They're going by so fast. You've enjoyed them so much. All right. Travis? 13. 50, the big 5-0. All right. A week behind them, but 50. All right. Yep. All right. Congratulations, everyone. Travis, you got an announcement? All right.
Good morning. On May the 14th, we're having a graduation party for Alexandra. It's at the fire station at 1 o'clock in Alpena, Arkansas. Everybody's welcome to come, and we'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. What? Graduation? 13th. Yeah, party. Yeah, graduation 13th, and the party's 14th. I'll get it right here in a minute.
All right. All right, everyone, I'm going to ask you to stand as we continue the song service. These songs are all good songs, but I chose them just before Senior Day, and but they're all good for all of us. Jesus, hold my hand. As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a clown who walks with me. Leads me safely to the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, Lord, he said, to help me do the best I can. My hand, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this land, this pilgrim land, protect me by thy side. Hear my plea, my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Jesus, hold my hand. Let me travel in the light divine that I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be holy, thine and sing redemption song someday. I will be a soldier brave and true and ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this land, this pilgrim went, protect me by thy side. Hear my plea, my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. In prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. When I wander through the valley dim toward the setting of the sun, lead me safely to a land of grace and by a crown of life have won. I have put my faith in thee, dear Lord, that I may reach the golden strand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend, blessed Jesus. Down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by the grace the victory is won, in this cold way I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. We've seen what you can do, O God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before in greater measure, you will do again. There's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can move, all things are possible. And there's no broken body you can raise, no soul that you can save, all things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it up, you can light it up, God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome, you've already won, God of revival, you rose in victory. And now you're seated forever on the throne. So why should my heart fear what you defeated? I will trust in you alone. And there's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can move, all things are possible. And there's no broken body you can raise, no soul that you can save, all things are possible. For the darkest night, you can light it up, you can light it up, God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome, you a ready one, got a revival. Come awaken your people, come awaken the city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble, fear the cringe at the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken you people, come awaken the city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble, hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Oh, the darkest night, you can light it up, you can light it up. God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome. You've already won, God of revival. There's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can move. All things are possible. And there's no broken body you can raise, no soul that you can save. All things are possible. Things are possible. Amen. All things are possible through Jesus Christ. There is always another in the fire, no matter what is going on in our life. He is beside us the whole time. This song talks about that. There's your grace when the heart is under fire. Another way when the walls are closing in. And when I look at the space between when I used to be and this reckoning, I know I will never be alone. There was another in the fire standing next to me. There is another in the waters holding back the sea. And should I ever need reminding of how I've been set free, there's a cross, but there's the burden where another died for me. There is another in the fire. All my debt left for dead beneath the waters. I'm no longer a slave to my sin anymore. Should I feel in the space between what remains of me and this reckoning? Either way, I won't bow to the things of this world. I know I will never be alone. There is another in the fire standing next to me. There is another in the water holding back the sea. And should I ever need reminding what power set me free, there is a grave that holds nobody. Now that power lives in me. There is another in the fire. Oh, there is another in the fire. Oh,
There is another in the fire. I can see the light in the darkness. In the darkness bows to Him. I can hear the roar in the heavens as the space between where sin. I can feel the ground shake beneath us as the prison walls cave in. Nothing stands between us. Nothing stands between us. There's no other name but the name that is Jesus. He was and still is and will be through it all. So come what may in the space between all the things unseen and this reckoning, I know I will never be alone. I know I will never be alone. There'll be another in the fire standing next to me. There'll be another in the waters holding back the sea. And should I ever need reminding how good you've been to me, I'll count the joy from every battle. 'Cause I know that's where it'll be. I'll count the joy from every battle. 'Cause I know that's where you'll be. There is another in the fire. Oh, there is another in the fire. Oh, there is another in the fire. There is another in the fire. Oh, be seated, please.
Church, come for the morning offering. We are delighted that you're in the Lord's house with us today. If you're visiting with us for the first time, there's a visitor's card there in the pew in front of you. Would you fill that out and drop it in the offering plate? If you have a prayer request or something like that, you might want to put that in there also. But we are sure thankful that you've come for this service. One of our men will come and lead us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be here in this house this morning to worship you and to glorify your name. Lord, we ask that you be with us as we partake of this offering. We ask blessings on the giver and the receiver. Lord, we pray that you would take this and use it in a mighty way. Lord, we thank you for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
you're involved in children's church, we're going to let you take charge of your indents right now. Good morning.
Glad everybody can be here today. We want to recognize some seniors that we have watched grow up through this program. And so I'm going to ask them to come up right now. Samuel, Bennett, and Andrew, you'll come up here. Get to bring your speeches. And guys, come up here. I've got a few others that, you know, that's not here, that, you know, a family and stuff that we want to also just give a shout out to, that, you know, Travis mentioned Alexandria going to be graduating. Dylan Palmer will be graduating from Willard High School this year, and Amber Robinette will be graduating from grad school this year, so and college. So we, you know, we want to, you see them, you know, tell them congratulations and stuff. You know, these three young men here, you know, they've been a blessing. You know, I just kind of curious, if you have ever had them in class, in Sunday school, in Awana, church camp, or whatever, would you stand up if you've been a part of their lives? No. We did it! You know, I know sometimes it gets, you know, you, when they're smaller, it gets aggravating sometimes, and you just want to just, but then you see what the finished product is. They turn into great young men. You know, something about each one here, you know, Samuel, you know, I don't know how many of y'all have ever played Kahoot. You know, that little phone game that you put questions up on the screen and they answer them and stuff. You don't beat this man. Let me tell you, Holly's been trying for months to beat him in a game of Kahoot, and it just doesn't work. What'd you score on the ACT?
34
on his ACT. All right. I want you to know, I thought that's what it was. I'll look that up. Out of 1.9 million students that take that test, less than 1% score that. Less than 15,000 kids in the nation score that on their ACT. I mean, that just, you know, that's very impressive. I mean, it's something that, I told him, you could have added my score together four times and I still wouldn't have reached what he scored. And I'm just telling the truth. So, you know, Samuel is one I went to. If I had a, you know, I would ask him questions. I mean, his knowledge is just unbelievable, and he's so much fun to be around. And, you know, and Bennett, if I wanted to talk redneck, I'd talk to Bennett. All right. We could talk about gigging frogs, fishing, hunting, whatever it is. I mean, he was just, he's so much fun. And, you know, as a church, you know, we've prayed for him for many years and watched him grow up. So, and Andrew was the one, he would ask a question in class. And he wasn't questioning what I was saying, but he would ask a question, and I'd have to turn around and go, I'll have to look that up. And he'd get me studying my Bible, trying to come up with an answer for a question that he asked. And, because, boy, he got deep on me. And, you know, and I appreciated that. It was something, you know, some people would look at it as frustration, but he would ask a question that was deeper than I knew the answer for. So I'd say, man, I'm going to have to go look that up and study that, and I'll get back with you. And, you know, and it's just, you know, these young men that, they were a blast to have in class. Lots of fun. And, you know, it's just, I'm going to miss them. You know, I figure we'll keep seeing them. They'll be around. And but you know, it's just something that I want to encourage them to always chase your dreams, whatever it is, and don't live life with regret. Go after it. But mostly, continue to be godly men. So, you know, it's hard nowadays to find godly men. So, we got a video that I want to show that shows a little bit about these young men and all the things they've went through growing up. And you'll get to see their true personalities, I guess you could say, in these videos. And so, are we ready for that, fellas? All right. You got to turn the watch.
Grandma used to pray out loud by your bed every night. To me it sounded like mumbling, like she was out of her mind. She said, boy, this kind of praying is what saved my life. You ought to try it soon. And now I know she was right. She was talking to Jesus. She was talking to Jesus. And she'd been talking to Jesus for all of her life. Mama used to drag me to church Sunday morning and Wednesday night. Khaki pants and a polo shirt. Boy, I put up a fight. She said, son, one day you'll thank me for having God in your life. And yeah, I know she was right. Yeah, my mama was right. Cause now I'm talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. She got me talking to Jesus. Yeah, my mama was right. Cause now I'm talking to Jesus. Yeah, I love talking to Jesus. And I'll be talking to Jesus for the rest of my life. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Don't you know what a friend we have in Jesus? Oh, what a friend we have. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, I've got three of my own now, trying to raise them upright. My oldest is 15, and I remember what that was like. Trying to deal with the drama, trying to figure out the questions in life. And I've been looking for a way to show them how to make it all right. And he walked in my room while I was singing my prayers the other night. He said, I'll come back later. I can tell you got a lot on your mind. I said, it's not an interruption. You couldn't have picked a better time. Cause I was just talking to Jesus. Come over and give it a try. We started talking to Jesus. We started talking to Jesus. And now he's talking to Jesus. Thank God he's talking to Jesus.
There's no bad time to start. It don't have to sound pretty. Just tell them what's on your heart. 'Cause it's not a religion. 'Cause it's more like a friendship. So just talk to your father like you are his kid. Just start talking to Jesus. Start talking to Jesus. You can talk to Jesus. Oh, whenever you like. Just start talking to Jesus. Just start talking to Jesus. Just keep talking to Jesus. The rest of your
too far. You'd run off before I got done. But come back up here, all three of you. We're not done with you. Come on, come on. Yep, Andrew, you got to walk away from back. Actually, Andrew, if you would, just bring your parents with you. And we're going to pray for you. All right? And then I'm going to ask if the deacons would come up as well. And we just want to pray for each one of these young people as they go and on this next chapter of life. And Andrew, I'll just let you stay right down here in the front. We'll just let you go first, all right? And we'll have I'm gonna have Brother Lanny and the deacons come up here, and we just want to pray over you and your family getting ready for college and this next chapter of your life, and you know, encourage each one of you, and I just ask the church to join us as we pray over these young people. Brother Lenny, you care to lead the prayer, please?
Father, as we come before your throne of grace and mercy, we want to pray for Andrew right now and just pray, God, that your hand be mighty upon him. I just pray, Lord, that as he starts this new chapter in his life, that he would cling to you. Lord, that he would always look to you for his needs. And Lord, when the world tries to get him off, that he would just keep holding on to you. We just pray that your hand would be on him. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen. You don't care, Todd, Laura, if you come down. Any other family that wants to come down? I'll let you three go, and you can sit with your family. We'll bring you back up here. Brother Lenny's going to encourage you and give you a word this morning, and then we'll bring them back up here at the end. And then they've got tables set up in the gym, so whenever we get done this afternoon, we'll have them come back up here, and we'll send them over. And we ask everybody go through and congratulate them. Give them a handshake, give them encouragement, and grab a cupcake. I'm not eating all those this week, so please. So we just want to encourage these young men and lift them up and continue to guide them, pray for them, because they are fixing to change a whole other chapter in their lives. And if you look at the numbers from when they leave here as high school students to when they go to a college student, the number that drops, that stay with the stuff, is unreal. We need to encourage them. Yeah, that's why it's such a blessing to see Brent and Jennifer doing that class with that age group. It's a group that gets dropped so many times and left out, and it's just a great ministry. So we want to continue to lift them up and pray for them. Thank you all. Relate.
Roger asked me to do this. He asked me to, would I preach a short message? Oh, take your Bibles and turn to the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter. And been my privilege to be these young men's pastor all their lives, mostly all their lives, and to be able to be their friend. And so I just want to leave you with this word. I want to urge you to keep your heart, But not just these men, but all the young men and women that are here today. The most important thing in life is that you keep your heart. And you could probably look at lives all over, young folks that we have known, that many of them that have grown up in this church, some of them in our community, that we've seen them lose their heart. They lost their heart. I do not believe you can lose your salvation, but some way, folks, when they get out in the world, when young people get out in the world, many times they lose their heart. Proverbs 4 and verse 23. And the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now your heart, the Bible's not talking about that organ that pumps blood throughout your body, but rather it's the seat of your soul where your decisions are made. Are you familiar with what a county seat is? A county seat? Well, our county seat is actually in Carroll County. We have two, one in Eureka Springs and one in Berryville. I've never visited the one in Eureka Springs, but I have a tendency to have to go to the one in Berryville. Do you know what a county seat is? Do you know what the purpose of a county seat is? It is the seat of government for the county. It's where the decisions for the county are made. So when we talk about your heart being the seat of where your decisions are made, it's so important that you make the right decisions. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, the 23rd chapter and verse 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. There's some forces in this world that will try to steal your heart. I want us to look at a verse of scripture that I've used a lot, I've preached on a lot, but Colossians, the second chapter and verse 8. And it gives us a warning in this verse, in this chapter. And the verse starts off by saying, beware. That's a word of caution. It's be on your toes. Be ready. Watch out. Be cautious. There's this, as the Japanese would say, there's a dangerous opportunity in front of you. There's a possibility for danger there. Beware lest any man, and here's a word, spoil, that the King James uses. Beware lest any man spoil you. Now it's talking about, it's not talking like a spoiled child. This word spoil is a war word. It's a word that is used in the military in the early days. It's the spoils of war. It's when there is a battle that has taken place and the victor takes the spoil. Those who lose the battle lose the spoil. So this is, beware lest any man spoil you. Now look at this next word, philosophy and vain deceit. What is your philosophy in life? How you live your life. Philosophy and vain deceit. Now look at it. After the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. The devil is waging war against you, young man, against your soul. He is everyone in here. He's waging war against you right now. And he operates through your thoughts. He is able to interject thoughts into your mind. You can be walking along, driving down the road, minding your own business, and all at once a thought will come into your mind and you're thinking, where did that come from? It might be an awful thought. It might be a bad thought. Well, let me tell you where it came from. The devil is able to interject those thoughts into your mind. In this war, there's sometimes you will need to flee. In 2 Timothy 2 and verse 22, when Paul was writing to this young pastor, Timothy, he told him to flee youthful lust. The scriptures tell us there's no temptation taking us but such as is common unto man. But God is faithful, who will not allow us to be tempted above that which we're able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape. There are times, men and women, that you and I are to flee those things. In 1 Timothy, when Paul is writing to Timothy in the 6th chapter in verse 12, he tells Timothy the fight, the good fight of faith. So there's sometimes that we are to flee, and there's times that we're to fight. We just have to know the difference. And then finally, in order to keep your heart, you have to make good choices. In the book of Proverbs again, in chapter 22 and verse 1, it talks about the very best choice that you could possibly make in all of your life. Now you'd think it might be the one that you choose to spend the rest of your life with. Your mate, your wife, your husband. I want to be clear, if you're a boy, you're choosing a woman. If you are a girl, you're choosing a man. There's no such thing as anything else. Amen. There's not. I don't care what the world says, there's no such thing. And so that's not the greatest decision. A lot of folks would think that our vocation would be the greatest decision that we could possibly make. It's not. It's important, but it's not. Even if God calls you to the ministry, even if God calls you to preach or to be a missionary, that's not the greatest decision that you will have to make in your life. The greatest decision is a good name. In Proverbs 22 and verse 1, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. So when you think of someone's name, what do you think of? When I was growing up, Hitler was a name that was used quite a bit, Stalin. And when you heard those names, you thought bad. Now it's Putin. What comes to your mind when you think of someone's name? Billy Graham. Franklin Graham. What comes to your mind? David Jeremiah, Chuck Swindoll, Adrian Rogers. What comes to your mind? So the most important decision, as far as choices are concerned, is that you keep a good name. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Did you know that sometimes people's name changes? They make bad choices and what people thought of them at one time, that changes because of the bad choices that they've made. So they didn't keep a good name. A good name is better to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. I want to urge you to keep your heart with all diligence and keep a good name. Brother Roger?
I'm going to dismiss this in prayer, but I really encourage you all to, I'm going to ask these three young men to go over and they can be there. We've got a table set up that just shows a little bit about them, their personality, and who they are. And please go by and give them encouragement and give them a handshake, give them a hug, give them a prayer for them. And like I said, grab a cupcake. So, get you a snack and just have a good time of fellowship and, you know, encourage each one of them. You know, but we also don't want to leave you out. If you came here needing to make a decision today, you come find one of us. We will take care of that, all right? If God's dealing with you, if you need to discuss your name and where you're at, and you know, because we're not guaranteed another moment. So just don't forget that. And you three young men be making your way up here. I'll dismiss you, and you can go over and get ready. And we'll just stand up there, and I'm going to pray for you and myself one more time, and we'll dismiss you, and then we'll dismiss the congregation as well. So, all right, if you would, just stand with me, please. We'll pray for them. Grace and Father, we just thank you for this day, Lord. We just thank you once again for these three young men, Lord, that we ask that you just touch each one of them's lives, Lord, and use them in a mighty way. And Lord, we just pray that they stay focused on you, Lord, they always turn to you, they come to your word, and Lord, that they know where their home church is, and Lord, they will remember the things they've been taught since Awana, since Sunday school, since youth group, since church camps, Lord, that they'll take your word and all the scripture that they've memorized and Bible drills, and Lord, just continue to grow in you and always have questions, always seek answers in your word, Lord, that we have given them today. Lord, we just ask you to guide and direct them and watch over them and put a hedge of protection around them. Lord, and I just want to pray for any that are here today that may not know you, Lord, that today will be that day that they will come and find one of us, Lord, and we can speak to them. We just ask you to be with this time, with fellowship, Lord, bless the food, Lord, and return us all safely. We ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, you three can head on over there and get ready, and the rest of you are dismissed.